The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. And it's Friday, May 19th, 2023, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Put your own F-bomb in there. Yeah, hey, doesn't take long for people to figure that one out, right? Yep. I'm not going to say, I can't say that word, even though I think it might even be in Funk and Wagnalls. No, it's not Funk and Wagnalls. No, they use effing as the word in Irish, you know, as an effing idiot, which describes most members of Congress. Anyway, so here is, we're getting news reports, and you know those veterans that were kicked out of their hotels, we're getting reports that that's not true, and they're trying to debunk it. The vets themselves are saying, no, we still have our hangout. Yeah, well, we don't know. We're not there. We can't see it. I'm not going to cry about it. No crying over spilt milk. There's water in it already. For those of you new listeners out there thinking about ordering from the Power Mall for the first time, if so, we are offering a customer discount first time. You get 10% off your order by using the code FIRST, the number 10, at checkout. And if you don't have access to the internet and you're a first-time caller to the Power Mall, you can call us at 877-817-9829 and request a Power Mall catalog if you don't have internet. And you can also make your order and say first 10 because you're a first-time order at the Power Mall and get 10% off. We have 15% off allergy relief products at our spring sale, and that's quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oreganol juice, Sinu Orega, Latera Flora, probiotic and living streams, multi-blend liquid probiotic, and the Optivita digestive enzymes. And, of course, don't forget to check out the Daily Deal. You got to love that because it changes every night at midnight. New product is featured. You got to check back and get the savings. Get that at thepowermall.com and click on the Daily Deal. We also have on closeout, we got the Real Anthony Fauci book, 20% off while supplies last, and Silver Shield sanitizer, 30% off. And, of course, this is your last chance to purchase the gardening products at White Harvest Heirloom Seeds. 10% off of those and 10% off of this fabulous bottle right here of Willard Water Plant Catalyst to help grow those veggies. Get them done quick. We've also got a new, we had Dr. Mark Sherwood on protecting our borders. And of course, we posted a new video. You'll see it on all the major channels. And if you don't get that or you want to get that, you can also sign up to get the links at thepowerhour.com and click on the newsletter tab. Same with the Power Mall. We have a newsletter tab there as well you can click on. And, you know, in the main headline, see, we always thought, you know, this is the thing. We all hate Big Pharma, right? We hate Big Pharma. Well, now there's a new study out says that Prozac, the generic name is fluoxetine. Now they're saying that it's unsafe and ineffective for treating depression in children and adolescents. And sometimes I wonder about adults. Regulatory documents are now showing trial participants attempted suicide after taking fluoxetine, but these events were excluded from the final journal publication in the Archives of General Psychiatry. 1997 and 2002, and they've been Eli Lilly's been making money off it ever since. You know, I have a substitute for Prozac. In fact, I made a commercial about it. You know, if you don't want to take Prozac here, try this new medication.
Lost your job and found out you don't qualify for unemployment? Wife put your best deer rifle in pawn right at the start of the hunting season? Son run off and joined a cult? daughter run off with a rock musician, or even worse, a rock station disc jockey?
That's me.
Are you at the end of your rope? Does it make you want to check out? Pull the plug, throw the switch, call it quits? If you're having a tough time coping with life, don't despair. Now there's new Dametol, the wonder drug that takes you beyond the scope of reality so you won't care about life. There's no need for a heavy session of electroshock therapy when you've got new Dametol. Dametol comes in easy-to-swallow capsules. Or, for instant gratification, try Dametol suppositories. Remember, life doesn't have to be depressing anymore. Try new Dametol today.
I love that spot. That was one of the better ones I put together. Anyway, I was playing that back in the 90s, and people are going, is that a real commercial? Come on, really? This is Feel Good Friday. We got to do something to liven things up. You know, you want to leave some comments on our website? You can do that. You can also leave comments on Truth Social, Brighty on BitChute and Rumble, because we're there too, as well as Facebook and our Facebook group. So there's all sorts of ways to connect with us here. And if you appreciate our work, let us know. We love your donations as well. But here's a good thing. We're going to give you this Joyce Riley coffee mug for $100 plus donation. So anything over $100 you donate, it says knowledge is power. There's a constitution right there. On the backside, we've got the Power Hour logo, so you can have coffee with Joyce in the morning. And like I said, it's a limited edition coffee mug. And so that is commemorating Power Hour founder Joyce Riley. So we also want to make sure we can stay on shortwave. So that's why we're raising money with the Knowledge is Power coffee cup, right? With Joyce's picture on the front. So by the way, if you also shop at our partners tab, take about 5 minutes or whatever to call and email us. Let us know that you got that so that we get credit for the purchases, because we do get credit from our partners that are on the partners tab at thepowerhour.com. Those of you listening want an effective number to listen to us. 631-359-8232. Very soon, we'll be giving away another Rick Satellite system from RickSatelliteUSA.com. You can contact Rick by phone at 816-228-1801. And if you want to ask him questions about it, because Rick is, like Rick Kaler, is full of knowledge up there in Blue Springs, Missouri, outside of Kansas City, to the east. Been there, done that. Fun place. Grown like crazy, worse than weeds. You can email your letter to support at thepowerhour.com or snail mail us at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And here's what you got to do when you do that. You send us a letter and you say, I deserve one of these free satellite systems you're giving away because, and just let us know in so many words why you think you'd be a good recipient. And then, of course, Rick and everybody, all the powers that be, will look at the entries and pick a winner. And we had one system. We've given away two so far that were donated. And we got a third one that got donated. We'll be giving away that soon. So you don't want to sit there and dilly-dally around. If you want one of these satellite systems, you can listen to, oh, God, hundreds. I may be exaggerating there. I think total into over 100 channels, radio and TV. And this is Galaxy 19 KU band free-to-air satellite system. They retail for $269, including shipping, and you will never, ever have to buy anything, no subscriptions, no nothing. Once you're done, you can listen to all the major channels, the good stuff. I'm talking about the alternative media, including stations in Europe and across the world that are broadcasting on Galaxy 19. So, you know, you want to win one of these things, get those letters in. Rick got so excited about this promotion. He's been doing so well as a result of it. You've been calling Rick Satellite USA and dialing in on RickSatelliteUSA.com to check it all out. He is going to give away another system on his own. So that means we get two systems to give away. So you got to love that. So you can listen to us on satellite and dial us up that way. And that way you get nice, clean broadcast, especially if you can aim your antenna to the south and you got clear vision of the sky. That's a great way to do that. So anyway, aside from that, Sherry Edwards, there's the name you know if you're a regular listener. She will be on at the top of next hour. She has a free vocal analysis for COVID sufferers who are suffering from fatigue, heart, iron, or cellular damage. And of course, she has articles out about can COVID create cellular inflammation and stem cell interruptions? She was named Scientist of the Year in 2001 for her work in bioacoustic biology. So we're going to be talking about that and all the techniques that she uses to find out what's wrong with you just by the sound of your voice. Wow. Is that cool or what? People are going, huh? Yeah. Bart. Yeah. No. Yeah. All right. Hey, it's Feel Good Friday. Yet I knew the news is not always pleasant. The secretive Bilderberg meeting. See, we all know about it, so how can it be secretive if we know it's going on, right? Sam Altman, OpenAI CEO, is going to be attending that meeting as well. You got over 100 political and corporate leaders from Europe and North America, and they've announced AI, that's artificial intelligence, there's a contradiction in terms, as a key item on its agenda this year. Why is that? Because they're going to be able to use it to control you. They want to put a chip in your brain or in your hand or somewhere. Remember that about putting the mark of the beast in your forehead or your hand? No man should buy or sell unless he has the mark of the beast. And the mark is the number of a man's, it's a number. 603 score and 6. Yeah, I just get so excited with the comedy. I forgot my numerical order of what it said in Revelation 13:18. Those of you that don't, all you have to do is just say no and tune it out. That's it. Simple. Just come up. You know, and see, here's the thing. ChatGPT flaunts privacy. Now, I'll give you the issues. There's five of them. Five reasons why it does that. ChatGPT. As much as you like to play around in it, you think it's neat. It's like playing with a Ouija board because you just don't know what kind of data it's collecting. ChatGPT has collected a massive amount of personal data to train its models, but may have had no legal basis for such data collection. Remember your Fourth Amendment of the Constitution? Hey, Joe Kelly, when he announced the show, said, we talk about the Constitution. Well, here's one of them. And this is one of the main reasons for Italy's temporary ChatGPT ban. They're not going to allow it over there. Yep. You know, Italian, Italy, right? When she says, what the hell? Let's go find a motel. That's amore. Yeah. It's a 4:15 and she hollers, 4 more, signores. Her husband walks in. He knows where you've been. That's amore. It ain't chicken cacciatore. And they find you in bed with a hole in your head. That's amore. Da, 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 da. Ole! You like that? Hey, the kid can sing. Hey, it's Feel Good Friday. Come on. Work with me here. All right. According to the GDPR, yeah, this is GDPR. You're supposed to figure out what that is. You know, data controllers in this case. They have to inform users whose data they collected and use, but ChatGPT has not notified all the people whose data was used to train the AI model. So you don't know whether any of your personal private information, your shopping habits, or anything that you're doing online hasn't been used to assimilate what artificial intelligence thinks and does. It's not in line with the principle of accuracy either. The platform's provision of inaccurate information can significantly damage an individual's reputation. For instance, it may falsely assert a person's guilt or accuse them of crimes they'd never been associated with. Seriously, this is pretty scary stuff. Not only that, it can basically input your picture in a porn movie and then circulate it so everybody thinks that you're, you know, some sort of child molester. What, I mean, you'd be surprised what this thing could do, accuse you of sexual abuse. And not only that, but when you go researching for stuff as far as any kind of verification, you know, that's just like Snopes. Remember, you know what that is, where you go and look something up to see whether it's true or not? ChatGPT and Snopes, now you don't even know if you're finding out whether it's true. If you want to know if something's true, I mean, go figure this out. It lacks effective age verification tools to prevent kids under the age of 13 from using it. So in response to Italy's ban, ChatGPT developed a tool to determine that users are above the age of 13. Now, how are they going to do that? Are they going to make them click a button saying, are you over 13? You really think the kid's going to do that when they're wandering around in a platform that basically caters to adults? How do you know that ChatGPT isn't trying to hook up some adult with an underage kid? and then exposing the adult for even connecting to the underage kid and accusing him of wanting to hook up, which will get you arrested. How do we know that ChatGPT can't do that? I mean, it's not going to be safe to surf on social media anymore because of this platform. Think about it. It lacks parental consent for kids 13 to 18. The terms of use require children age 13 to 18 must receive parental consent before using the platform. Like hell. You really think they're going to get parental consent? Kids have sex without parental consent. Hello? Like they're going to go, hey, mom, can I surf ChatGPT? Sounds like a fun time. No, not going to happen. As a matter of fact, artificial intelligence, you'll be lucky if you can even find a job. UK telecom company BT Group said yesterday it plans to shed up to 55,000 jobs by the end of the decade and replace some of them with AI as part of an overhaul aimed at slimming down its workforce to slash costs. BT has 130,000 workers, including both staff and contractors, and said in its latest earnings report, its number of employees will be reduced to 75 and 90,000 by 2030. So they're just about going to cut it almost in half. Imagine that. Colonel Douglas McGregor. Now, there's a name that you probably know. You might have seen him on TV. He just put out an article, the U.S. government lied about the Ukraine war. Okay, Doug, tell me something we don't already know. Mainstream media outlets have understandably been dominated by this. They have to put that out in the narrative because all you warmongers out there that think we should be in Ukraine and it's okay for Joe Biden. You know Joe Biden? The guy, Joe? You know, Wollen Sie ein Häagen-Dazs? Ja, du, das ist Häagen-Dazs. Yeah. You know, the guy that shoves an ice cream cone and sniffs hair? Yeah, that guy. Yeah, the one that sends billions of dollars of our taxpayer money to Ukraine? Yeah. As a matter of fact, Doug McGregor, the colonel, retired colonel, has had conversations with legendary journalist Seymour Hersh, who revealed about what's really happening in Ukraine. They're getting their asses kicked over there, folks. Seriously. This is why they are jailing people that are posting on social media about the Russian missile attacks. They put that online. Next thing you know, they got the Stasi at their door. Scheiße! El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, who has made fighting gang violence into a defining issue for his presidency, has sent 5,000 soldiers and 500 police to surround the northwestern town of Nueva Concepcion after alleged gangsters killed a police officer. Oh, they're going to get to the bottom of this and capture who all those people are. I pity the fool. Yep, like Mr. T used to say, because when they catch him, probably not going to be pretty. As is his custom, Bukele announced the operation on Twitter, complete with a dramatic, professionally filmed video of his troops locking, loading, mounting up, and rolling out. Yeah. Locking, loading, mounting up, and rolling out. Sounds like dum da dum da dum da dum da da. You remember that? Yeah. It's Feel Good Friday. Got to do something. Is that overreacting? 5,000 soldiers and 500 police troops, yeah, surrounding Nueva Concepcion. That's the new idea, the new concept. Yeah. Consumer prices in Austria saw their highest annual increase last year since 1975. Austria's consumer price inflation has continued to rise, accelerating to 9.7% in April on an annual basis, according to stats put out this week. So don't feel so bad about what's happening here. They're getting it everywhere, and it's all because of all the gobbledygook the New World Order and AI want to do. Now we got to focus on the southern border. It's not pretty down there. Nearly half of hotel rooms in New York City today are filled with newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens living rent-free at the expense of local taxpayers, according to New York Mayor Eric Adams. Since the spring of last year, nearly 70,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in the sanctuary city of New York City, many bused there by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Of course, they're all cussing Abbott, but hey, Texas never said it was going to be a sanctuary state. So that means if you're going to let them come across the border, you can expect to be taken care of a bunch of them. In fact, not only is New York City involved, New York City, get a rope. Yeah, remember that one? Riverhead, which is a town in Suffolk County, New York, has declared a state of emergency in an effort to prevent an influx of illegal immigrants from being sent to the small town following the expiration of Title 42. Riverhead Supervisor Yvette Aguiar signed the emergency declaration after reports emerged that officials from New York City were arranging to transport immigrants to a number of hotels and motels in Riverhead. Oh, you see, Suffolk County, yeah, Nassau County, they are very, very quiet, you know, like the Hamptons, Suffolk County, the Hamptons, you know, NIMBYs are screaming bloody murder. NIMBYs don't want them there. We don't need crime in our neighborhood. All the rich people are going to be affected by this because, see, if you want to take the have-nots, I mean, you put them in free hotels and you give them some money, pretty soon the money runs out, and what do you think the have-nots are going to do? You got it. Take from the haves. Da-da-da-da. Yeah, and so they're going to be, they know, you know, oh, man, hey, man, look where we are, man. Oh, far out. We're in the Hamptons, man. Oh, hey, what do you say we go commit a couple of home invasions? Oh, far out, man. Hey, man, you want some weed? I probably got some pretty good cheat dip here. Yeah. Oh, hey, I would have taken the Reds, man. Yep. Boy, these people in Suffolk and Nassau County, they got a lot to look forward to. No wonder they're declaring a state of emergency. The NIMBYs always do. But hey, you know, like I said, when you make yourself a sanctuary city, you get what you get. Chicago's no better, as a matter of fact. Their new mayor, Brandon Johnson. Yeah, can you make devil horns out of yours like Gavin can? Yeah. Wicked unconscionable for Texas to send border crossers to sanctuary city. Really? Like I said, Brandon, if you didn't already get it, you know, you opened yourself up as a sanctuary city. So we're going to obligate, the obligatory thing is to send them there because we don't want them here. They have bused thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens to Chicago since mid-22. Three Venezuelan nationals have been charged with a series of crimes in Chicago, recently arrived, potentially on migrant buses. Accused of stabbing, shoplifting, whatnot, while living in taxpayer-funded shelters. Hey, sounds like fun, doesn't it? If you live in a major city, and this is Joe Mercola writing about this. Now, when Dr. Joe Mercola is writing about stuff like this, you know, this has gotten under his skin. He's looking at this and goes, you know, he's a doctor. And he's saying, if you live in a major U.S. city, it's probably time to move. I don't think he's exaggerating on this. I think he's telling you this for your own safety. You know, what's going on in Chicago, Illinois, vis-a-vis the crime wave, is a perfect example of the moral degradation happening in most metro areas around the U.S. In Chicago, for example, a person is shot every 3 hours and 41 minutes. Yeah. Pretty crazy. So the brick and mortar stores, Walmart, for example, closed 4 stores in Chicago because everybody in the big city says, hey, let's go to Walmart and to steal stuff. And they're losing lots and lots of money. And see, the thing is the employees in those Walmart stores are going, I am not getting hurt because these people probably got guns and knives and I'm not getting killed. They want to take the merchandise, let them take it and walk out the door. And if that's not enough, Missouri Democratic Representative Cori Bush, why did anybody elect somebody like this? She's introduced new legislation calling for $14 trillion in reparations for Black Americans. Well, she wants to see the federal government atone for the practice of chattel slavery. Really? Cori, what is going on with the Biden administration right now? You know, hair sniffer, ice cream licker? What's going on with this? All these people are coming across the border and all those white folk are being affected. Yeah. You think that's what this is all about? I would love to see it if all of these Black Americans can actually trace their roots, or as the late Barbara Walters would say, woots, back to their ancient history to figure out exactly. Here's the thing. If you ever took this thing to the Supreme Court, given the new case law that's out there right now, like Spokio versus Robbins, the courts are going to make you prove. Otherwise, you have no case. All right. This is why this argument about reparations, she is a moron. This is the stupidest idea. $14 trillion. Excuse me. Where are you going to get that kind of money? Where's it coming from? Out of the white folk pocket? Because black Americans want to sit on their butt? I don't believe that for 1 minute. Larry Elder going to run for president? I don't think he believes that for 1 minute. He's black. He's a great guy. I love him. He's got a solid, sound mind, what God gave him. And there's a lot of other black Americans out there that actually get it. They know this is stupid. This whole idea is stupid. We can go out and work for a living. They get it. But see, there's a lot of people like those crossing the border, you know, from various countries that see Biden's free handout. Like, again, they're going to turn into have-nots. You wait. It's going to happen. I am predicting it right here and now in the show. The have-nots are going to take from the haves. And when they do, you better be prepared to defend your life and property, because you don't know how desperate these people are, and desperate people do stupid things. Got it? But reparations, really? How much of a handout before the money runs out? Corey, does that include you? I bet you Corey Bush could not trace her roots back to slavery. But the thing is that the courts are going to say that if you cannot specifically particularize a concrete injury in fact, you have no standing. So if Congress starts this nonsense, somebody needs to take this all the way to the Supreme Court, cite Spokio and Lou John versus Defenders of Wildlife and all this other stuff out there that our Supreme Court and everybody else in the court system and the justice system has taken to turn justice on its ear. You know, here's the problem with Bush. She thinks that slavery is impacting lives today. The only slavery I know of is what's going on with the missing 100,000 kids that came across the border. You want to talk about slavery? I think half of Congress has indulged in it. Of course, that's just, you know, an oversight, an overview, an opinion. You may say, oh, no, they wouldn't do a thing like that. Really? How do you know? How do you know Mitch the Bitch hasn't indulged? How do we know? We don't know. That's just it. You know, these old farts, they got to have something to play with, right? Hey, let's bring in a little kid. How many of them visited Epstein Island, you think? How many would like to see, raise your hand, how many want to see that black book? How many want to see Epstein's black book? That Ghislaine Maxwell, how many want to see it? I know, hands are going up all over the place. That's a sight gag, right? How many want to see the manifesto from the Nashville shooting? Yep, top law enforcement officials with Metro Nashville Police Department, including the lead investigator in the Covenant School shooting case, have filed motions with the court to stop the release of the writings because it's an ongoing investigation. How long does it take to investigate this stuff? They might think that Audrey Hale, who died on the scene, acted alone, but they don't know for sure. We have to figure out whether or not there were other people involved. Wow. Man, oh man, oh man. And the parents of the Michigan school shooter, Jennifer and James Crumbly, remember that? Ethan Crumbly, charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. Well, they are going to file an appeal and a judge's order and make them stand trial because prosecutors said they gave their son a gun. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after this. Stay with us.
And heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday. Feel good Friday. May 19th, 2023, for those of you just dialing in going, what day is it? Oh, my goodness. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. And, of course, the phone lines are always open, 844-769-2944. The parents of the shooter who killed four kids at Michigan High School in November of 21, they're appealing a judge's order that they stand trial for manslaughter. Jennifer and James Crumley, the parents of Ethan Crumley, were charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter after prosecutors argued they provided their son with a gun and ignored warning signs about his behavior before the killings. Well, you see, now they're holding parents responsible. Well, you know, you got to wonder about this, whether or not they can actually make it stick, because, see, they didn't actually pull the trigger. This is a problem. But if they provided their son with a gun, you know, you got to question that too, because here's prosecutors like the one that went after, you know, what happened up there in Racine, Wisconsin, or Kenosha, rather. Yeah. You know what, which case I'm talking about. They went after him too for the same stupid reasons. You can't, if the kid has got a mental problem, the parents have to deal with it. But in Texas, you know, you don't, I mean, there's lots of Kyle Rittenhouses around, right? A lot of them. The thing is that not all of them are stupid. They respect the gun. They respect the weapon. They know what it's for. They know you don't point it at someone unless you intend to use it. And if you intend to use it, your reasons better be justified. Otherwise, you're going to go to prison, like Ethan is here. Now they want to put his parents in prison as well. And the prosecutors, of course, you know, the Michigan Appeals Court ruled earlier this year that crumbly parents could stand trial because their actions and inactions, were inexorably intertwined with the actions of their son. That's your offspring, folks. If they go out and do the bad thing, maybe you're responsible. Maybe you should be held accountable. If you go TP a house in Texas, the law provides that the parents will be made to pay $3,000 in fines for every roll of toilet paper their kid throws up in the neighbor's tree. So understand that this is not an uncommon thing for parents to be charged with stuff. So folks, you know, if you want to just go work two jobs or work three jobs and I don't have time to take care of my kid, you get what you get. Sad but true. This is how society is treating this. You know, and it's really amazing how they do this too. It's all about breaking up the family. But you see, the thing is if the family was more cohesive to begin with, even Larry Elder said it, you got 70%+ of black men living in households with no dad. And you wonder why we have more black and black crime? I don't care what Cori Bush says and all the other progressive left. It doesn't matter what they think. They're not there on the street seeing it. Nobody's held a gun to their head. But you see, you just never know when they might be in the wrong place at the wrong time and become a victim like everybody else. And then all of a sudden, things change. You see, this is just like what happened in Florida with, you know, they used to have vehicle inspections in Florida. Now they don't anymore. Why is that? Because some congresswoman's wife, they found all sorts of stuff wrong with her car. And so all of a sudden, whoop, that's got to go away. You know, we're not paying thousands of dollars so she can get that car approved. No, see, they made it go away. There, we can't do that. It's just, you know, not good. We have a lot of senior citizens living here that can't afford to fix that issue, you know, in order to be approved for vehicle sticker. See, it's another way to collect money, right? Yep, you got a loud muffler, or you got a muffler that's not working properly, or you don't have a catalytic converter, or you don't, you know, see, this is the sort of thing that they make money off of. When you live in a state that's heavily regulated, it's one of the another reason why Joe Mercola is putting out articles about maybe it's time you get out of the blue state city. Maybe it's time you get out of the blue state completely, which is why they're leaving California in droves. The publishing house and five of its authors, parents, and an advocacy group are suing a school district in Florida, alleging that removing the books discussing race and LGBTQ, let's get Biden to quit. That's a good acronym to remember what that is. It violates the First Amendment, freedom of speech. Really? I didn't know books could talk. Think about the content there. How were the parents harmed by what the school district did? Here we are back to Spokio versus Robbins again. Remember that case? You want to go look it up. June 2016, U.S. Supreme Court. Read page 2. I have read this case. I'm telling you, this is one of the reasons I wrote FDCPA, that book on Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, which is available at the Power Mall. That's why I wrote that book, and I put Spokio in there, because if you can't prove that you were injured, concrete injury in fact, you have to prove, you have to show the court. No holds barred. I mean, you got to have solid proof that you were damaged. How were you damaged? Because they took books off the shelves. How were you damaged? How was your First Amendment rights violated? Books can't talk. But the content, on the other hand, can mess with your kid's mind. That would be a problem. Because then your kids come home and when their kid walks in the door and they start singing, "You got your mother in a whirl. She's not sure if you're a boy or a girl." When they start singing that song by David Bowie, "Rebel, Rebel," you know you're in trouble. Said, "Kid, what you been reading?" Yeah. Remember Jordan Neely, the Michael Jackson wannabe? "Billie Jean, that's not my lover." You know, remember that guy? Yeah. An eyewitness to the fatal chokehold by Daniel Penny of this Jordan Neely said she was thankful that the vet intervened. She's sitting on a train reading my book. All of a sudden, I hear somebody spewing, according to the 60-year-old eyewitness telling Fox News. He says, "I don't care if I have to kill an F. I will. I'll go to jail. I'll take a bullet." Then he proceeded to go ballistic on everybody in the subway, which is why Daniel Penny decided to jump in, Marine Corps vet, who raised $2 million in a very short period of time on Gibson Go to pay for his legal fees. This is Alvin Bragg defending people that really, I mean, somebody should have jumped in. Some parent, I mean, if Jordan Neely didn't have parents, I don't know. You know, it's a, somebody, society should have jumped in and stopped Jordan Neely from even doing what he was doing. But they didn't. You know, when you defund the police and you got no subway cops, you got none of that. It's not safe anymore. So Daniel Penny just happened to be at the right place at the right time, because when Jordan Neely started going off, he was there to save the day. And the eyewitness is calling Daniel Penny a hero. A dozen counties in eastern Oregon have now thrown their support behind a proposed merger with neighboring Idaho, bringing the greater of Idaho closer to reality. The ballot measure in Walla Walla County election was won by a razor-thin 21-vote margin, with 1,721 or 50.31% of 3,241 ballots cast in favor of the proposal, according to KTVB7. Thing is, they are tired of Oregon. They're tired of their politics. They're tired of their laws, and they want to be annexed into the state of Idaho. Go figure, huh? Yeah, we got a bunch of the shift show here to talk about, too, but first, we go to Mike in Alaska. What's going up at the frozen tundra?
Not so frozen right now. In fact, it's on fire up there. I'm on vacation, but my friends are telling me that, Fairbanks is burning again. Every summer, they set fires up there on purpose to smoke us out. Just like down here in Canada, I guess up by Medicine Lake and up above the border, they set some fires up there and to smoke us out down here. And it's pretty much lifted now, but for the last 2 days, man, I bet you could probably set out some raw salmon and it would smoke itself in the middle of the street. But David, did you catch any of the congressional hearings on the FBI whistleblower complaints on C-SPAN this morning or yesterday?
No. You know what? I haven't tuned on mainstream media, including C-SPAN, for a long time, but I was just about to talk about the Schiff Show in D.C., about the whistleblowers revealing serious abuses and politicization and weaponization of the FBI, and this is one of the reasons. And J6, by the way, you know, now they're saying that the FBI is concerned that this January 6 footage would expose undercover agents and informants, according to the whistleblower. Well, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
We already told you it was a trap, didn't we, Mike? We told you it was a trap.
Yeah. I almost flew down there, too, and I'm glad I didn't. I feel sorry for the 400 that are being held in the gulag, the D.C. gulag, because Nancy Pelosi, what she did to them. But I could not. I watched every bit of this hearing. I could not turn it off. Fascinating how corrupt our politicians and the FBI are. I mean, this thing, her name is Stacey Plaskett. She's a congresswoman. John Garamendi, who I've harassed and harangued on C-SPAN, Washington Journal. By the way, listen to Washington Journal this Sunday morning. I'm going to mention you and your show in front of 7 million people. And Representative Goldman out of New York. These three monkeys, they need to be run out of office. They're scumbag. John Garamendi, true to form, total scumbag from California. He's a career hack politician who I've harassed. I confronted him on Washington Journal before. This guy is so out of touch, out of base. In fact, he's so addled he could hardly even speak. He's approaching Benny Thompson and Joe Biden level. And Fetterman, level of incompetency. This guy is such a moron. But let me tell you, the real heroes are Garrett O'Boyle, Steve Friend, and Marcus Allen. These are the whistleblowers. Their lives have been destroyed by the FBI. Destroyed. These guys got 20 years of service in the military. They were shocked by what they had to do. At January 6th and at the school board meetings, Steve Friend, they told him to go to the school board meetings where the parents were protesting and to write down every license plate of everybody in the parking lot. They sent Garrett O'Boyle out to harass the Catholic schools and the Christians. You know, not all Roman Catholics are Roman. I quote, Roman Catholics are perfect, but I think most of the Catholic people are good people. And they harassed them. And also, Bank of America gave a list to the FBI of everybody's that were buying firearms that might have participated in the J6 rally. Bank of America, I've been trying to tell people this for many years. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Chase are promoting Epstein Island, sexual deviancy, and their own. Bank of America and Wells Fargo are owned by the federal government. They're not a private bank anymore. It's a hidden corporation by the government. If I was anybody out there with an account with Chase, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America, take your money out today. Go put it down into a friendly community bank. Yep. Get rid of these big corporate banks. They're killing us. But let me tell you something. What that Stacey Plisket said, she's a BLM lover. She's a black, big, fat black lady.
Okay, so come on. Brady, help me out here. Brady in Vegas, help me out here. Mike's getting crazy on the phone.
I'm not crazy.
Take it easy, Rudy.
I'm just messing with you guys. I know. You're just
Mike, take it easy, brother. Take it easy. Put that coffee down. You're getting a little excited.
I'll hand it off.
I'll hand it off to you, Brady. This morning.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Hey, I wanted to bring up this. I watched another thing yesterday. You were speaking of Canada and what a place that basically went to hell under Trudeau and the evil queen. You guys remember Canada is run by the reptilian British government, King Charles now, but Queen Elizabeth was the original reptile. The one thing I didn't like in Canada, you don't have a choice. If you go to the doctor and you need blood, they're going to give you any old blood that's vaccinated, and now you just got vaccinated. So I watch more and more stuff, but most people don't know. I want everybody here in this country to know if you need to give blood or if you need to have surgery, they can do a process called automatic transfusion from your own body. You don't have to get anything from storage. Also, you should be putting your own blood, if you're not vaccinated, into the blood banks. The Red Cross is not telling you that the blood of this nation is now tainted and we're screwed as a country. So make sure you protect yourself and your family. Put the blood away.
Yep. All right. Well, I appreciate that, Brady. Thanks so much, Mike and Brady, for joining us. I hope everybody watches Mike go crazy this Sunday on TV. We appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much for chiming in. By the way, Chlamydia Harris, Joe Biden just put her in charge of debt ceiling negotiations. Oh, my God. It's no wonder Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced a measure to impeach the president. I'm like, that's going to go anywhere? I mean, we talked about it yesterday on the show. It's wishful thinking. Get rid of that Joseph Robinette Biden. Yeah. Yeah. Get rid of that man. That man has done everything that is unconstitutional. I mean, she tried this during the 117th Congress, Green did. It didn't gain any traction at all. These people already know if they impeach them, you know who, chlamydia, we're going to have more disease in the White House. she's going to, Joe Biden takes off for G7 and leaves chlamydia Harris in charge. Oh, my. I can't help but laugh as the government goes. I hope the government goes into default. I really do. I'd like to know what all these morons in Congress that think that they know everything, I'd like to know exactly what they think they're going to accomplish. All our taxpayer dollars going to Ukraine, going to waste, funding the sexual migration habits of sea turtles, all the other stupid stuff these people think about. I still think we need to create that Pelosi chatty Cathy doll that you keep pulling the string on and democracy, democracy, democracy. And then her dentures fall out and you got to put them back. I mean, at least it'd give the feeble-minded something to do. Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins is going to quit her job today after new investigative reports condemned her for attending a Democratic fundraiser and for leaking information to the press in an extraordinary breach of the public trust. Yeah, her presence has become a distraction. Yeah, the Boston Herald photographed her arriving at a fundraiser in a government vehicle. The special counsel, their office, considered whether Rollins violated the Hatch Act, which prevents federal employees from engaging in political activity at work or while using a government vehicle. Looks like she did both. It also bars employees from using their official authority to influence or affect the result of an election. Well, gee, how many violations of the Hatch Act can you think of? And here, well, remember Bridgegate? Well, Chris Christie's going to announce in the next few days he's going to run for president. Yeah. And in response to a, you know, you heard about the fact that AM radio is in jeopardy? The car manufacturers are trying to exclude AM radio from their vehicles. What is so wrong with that? A lot of people, especially, I mean, coast to coast, that would all go away. A lot of people listen to AM radio. Yes, I know it takes a lot of radio towers for AM because a lot of these things are directional. And I remember a radio station I used to work at in Kansas City had 5 radio towers out in the field right underneath where the radio station and the transmitters were located. I mean, AM has, you know, it's always been a little bit more expensive, but so many people listen to it because the frequency gets out there. I mean, you literally, at night, you know how many radio stations? I mean, WWL in New Orleans, KOA in Denver. I mean, you can listen to a lot of these radio stations coast to coast because the signal at night just bounces off everything. And I mean, it's amazing about AM radio. But now car manufacturers are trying to take it out. And so there's a bipartisan bill out now aiming to protect AM radio, forcing automakers to keep that in the car. In other economic news, while we still have a minute here, Bidenflation is forcing shoppers to buy groceries at Walmart. Oh, my God. You mean they got to shop with all the derelicts that dress up in God knows what when they go out there? You ever shop at Walmart and see the way people dress when they go shopping there? It's like, I don't want to be associated with it. And now apparently it's a stigma. It's a stigma shopping at Walmart because, one, they're woke. Two, the people that, you know, they don't want to be associated. The good people don't want to be associated with hanging out with the weirdos. And three, Walmart's closing stores because they haven't quite figured out that people are going to start stealing them blind if they haven't already. And of course, you know, you can't change the mind of Walmart CEO Doug McMillon expressing an optimistic outlook on the situation. It's a great time to be a merchant. We continue to gain market share in the grocery category with higher income and younger shoppers. Yeah, why is that, you think, Doug? I can tell you why. Because they can't afford food. They're going to be stealing it from you in the future. You watch. Wait and see. It's going to happen. The CEO, by the way, if you want to fly the friendly skies. Nope, it's Delta Airlines this time. He's warning that government regulation could increase ticket prices. Speaking to CBS Morning, CEO Ed Bastian of Delta Air said common business logic dictates if the government regulation gets imposed, and we're talking about making airlines responsible for putting up travelers, paying their way, if it's something the airline could have prevented. If it's weather, there's nothing you could do about it. But if the airline had anything to do with the delay, whether it's we couldn't find a pilot, half of them are jabbed, they're all in the hospital, they all got COVID. You know, and see, in any time that happens, the proposed regulation could actually, I mean, you know, they're going to pass that right on to the consumer, right? It's going to find its way back into ticket prices. That's exactly what the CEO of Delta Air warned that government regulations are going to bounce the ticket prices sky high. Because now the airlines would be forced, if the regulation passes, could be forced to pay for every little mistake that they make in the form of reparations to the traveler. What do you think about that? But you're willing to pay 20, 30% more for a plane ticket, right? Yeah, you might be thinking about a little shorter vacation. The Supreme Court, by the way, has sided unanimously with Twitter, Google, and Facebook, finding in a pair of decisions the Silicon Valley giants are shielded from liability for content posted by users. Well, they gave them the platform, didn't they? You know, see, they're not wanting to mess with Section 230 of the Federal Communications Decency Act of 1996. They don't want to do that. So free speech has flourished. Well, you know, we got censorship here. Remember that? Twitter, Google, and Facebook were all involved in censorship. Yeah, there's some really strange things going on in this country, isn't there? Yeah. They use the fake COVID virus as a narrative cover. The privileged, power-mad parasites who pilfer the world's wealth have sharply accelerated their long-standing plan to create a single global empire completely under their command using all of this technocracy. Gotta love that. Speaking of science, Sherry Edwards will be joining us after the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for chiming in this hour. Stay tuned for next. It's going to be really good.
Warmer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. 9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.